AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court expecting to hand down a ruling today on Colorado's attempt at kicking Donald Trump off the ballot in that state. Colorado Supreme Court saying because of his involvement in the January 6th insurrection, Trump should be barred from the ballot. The UN warning that increasing numbers of children in Gaza are acutely malnourished. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge with more from Israel on continued attempts at getting aid delivered.
The U.S. conducting its first aid airdrop into Gaza this weekend, delivering 38,000 ready-to-eat meals. Amid increasing reports of children dying from a lack of food, UNICEF warning child deaths are likely to rapidly increase unless obstacles to humanitarian relief are immediately resolved. Israeli officials say they're working to ensure the aid does not end up in the hands of Hamas.
The Sierra Nevada mountains of California, scene of a big blizzard over the weekend, 7 feet of snow dumped in some areas. This is ABC News. You can't beat sand at the movies.
Dune 2 whips up a box office sandstorm.
This is a form of power that our world has not yet seen.
Denis Villeneuve's second installment of the sci-fi epic taking in an estimated $81.5 million, the biggest opening so far this year. The biopic Bob Marley, One Love, coming in a distant second to the tune of $7.4 million. The faith-based Ordinary Angels taking the third spot with another $3.9 million in its collection plate. Madam Web comes in fourth for a second week. The Chosen in limited release rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And All Alone at number one. Iowa basketball star Caitlin Clark sinking a free throw, making her the all-time NCAA scoring leader. After the game,
people that are showing up and coming to our games, like, they really love the way our team plays. Like, they're cheering for everyone. Like, when Gabby makes a three, when Kate makes a three, like, you can just feel, like, the energy and the joy and the excitement that our team plays with, and that's, like, that's contagious.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We Energies expects to spend about $335 million to build electrical infrastructure to serve Microsoft's data center in Mount Pleasant. Data centers are massive users of electricity. The U.S. Energy Department says data centers use as much as 50 times the energy of a similar-sized office space. Data centers run around the clock to support cloud computing and other data-intensive applications. The Wisconsin legislature's new district maps are creating openings for Democrats. Senate Minority Leader Diane Hasselbein says she's hearing from a lot of people who want to run for office.
I am thrilled. We've got great candidates all over, and with Trump at the top of the ticket and with Tammy Baldwin and her numbers, it's going to be a great year.
That's Hasselbein at a WISP politics luncheon last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Is back from the Combine. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers front office back from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. GM Brian Gutekunst, CEO Mark Murphy, and special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia were there. A report says the team's still trying to restructure Aaron Jones' contract, but that running back A.J. Dillon will not return and is likely headed to free agency. Badgers running back Braylon Allen was there. I asked him how his interview with the Packers went.
It went very well. I enjoyed talking with them. I liked everybody on the staff. It was a really good meeting. Just broke down some film. They asked me some, you know, kind of football IQ questions about fronts, pressures, different defenses, things like that.
Baseball spring training, the Brewers with a 10-4 win over the Diamondbacks. NBA, despite a loss to the Nuggets, the Lakers' LeBron James becoming the first player ever to reach 40,000 career points. The Bucks spent Sunday working on their defense, their first practice at home in over a month.
We managed to figure everything out eventually.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports on Mike Clemens.
We're playing phone tag. Call me back.
consider this to be Jack FM's roulette wheel of spending opportunities.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. We have 44 booths in the gym and 32 crafter spaces in the commons area for you to shop. Our food this year is from Fife Barbecue and Ice Cream out of Park Falls. We have a fashion show, too, by Cowgirl Daisy Boutique on Saturday at 1 p.m. And there's lots more going on. We'll see you at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show March 23rd and 24th.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a scattered shower or sprinkle possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 45, with wind southwest becoming northwesterly at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, 44. By Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM is a master of misdirection.
ain't about the money. It's the principality. Gah!
Jack FM.
Sorry. What you want, what you really, really want. 866-930-JACK.
Unbelievable.
Try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a scattered shower or sprinkle possible by later this afternoon. Our high today, 45, with wind southwest becoming northwesterly at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, 44. By Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
103.1.
Jack. Crazy. F. Crazy delicious.
the track, hit your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Back a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines, serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
It's not easy being Jack FM, but it's easier than anything else we've tried.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, you'll play my girlfriend's request, but not mine. What's up with that?
FM playing what we want. Isn't it rather obvious?